Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, December 19th, 2024. Acadia National Park has announced the names of the five artists that have accepted invitations to participate in the Artist in Residence program at Acadia National Park in 2025. Founded in 1993, the program is dedicated to creating new and interesting ways for visitors to experience Acadia through the arts. The artists in residence for 2025 are Nathan Allard from Somerville, Maine for visual art from Maine, Samantha DeFlitch from Portsmouth, New Hampshire for poetry, Abigail Donovan from Eugene, Oregon for visual art from, in quotation marks, away, Shakufa Rajabizada, I hope I pronounced that correctly, from Chappaqua, New York for writing, and Caitlin Smith of Farmington, Minnesota for at-large artist in music. Each invited participant is asked to lead one outreach activity for park visitors and complete a finished work of art for display in park gallery spaces, as well as a permanent online catalog. The call for residency opportunities in 2026 will be open from July 1st to September 30th in 2025. There are a couple of events coming up at the Jessup Memorial Library in Bar Harbor later today that might interest you if you're up that way. This afternoon, Anne Marie Story, Esquire of Redmond Winchell, will offer a seminar on the new Maine paid family and medical leave law, including eligibility requirements, how employees apply for leave, qualifying reasons for using the leave, what the program requires from employers, potential benefit offsets, and how the Act may interfere with existing state and federal leave law requirements. The event will be in person only, and questions are encouraged. That's happening from 2:30 to 3:30 this afternoon at the Jessup. And then tonight from 7 to 8, Lawrence Schulman will talk about his new book, Free, Words on Music by a High Deaf Critic in an MP3 World. It's a collection of his reviews on numerous 20th century artists of the Great American Songbook, including Peggy Lee, Frank Sinatra, and Bobby Darin, country singer Patsy Cline, and others who may be less known to music lovers such as Maxine Sullivan, Tim Buckley, and Peter Allen. He'll show clips of the artists he'll talk about and then take questions and autograph copies of the book. Organizers recommend attending the event in person if possible because the sound quality will be better, but there will also be an option to join via Zoom. Again, that's happening from 7 to 8 today at the Jessup in Bar Harbor. For more information or to register and get the Zoom link, go to jessuplibrary.org/events. That's jesuplibrary.org/events. The 35th Last Minute Christmas Arts and Craft Show is coming up this weekend at the Augusta Armory, featuring, quote, talented artisans selling their one-of-a-kind gifts from wood items, quilt work, knits and crochet, jams and jelly, dolls, jewelry, and much more. That's happening this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from 9 to 4 each day at the Augusta Armory on Western Avenue. That's near exit 109 in Augusta. It's hosted by Maine Made Crafts. For more information, go to newenglandcraftfairs.com. And taking a quick look at what was in the news in Maine 100 years ago today on December 19, 1924, newspapers across the state were reporting that a lumber and coal hauling schooner that had left Portland bound for Stonington 3 weeks earlier had never arrived and was feared lost along with two crew members, the captain and his son. The trip would normally take 2 days, but there had been some rough weather. The Bangor Commercial reported that the Bertha V's owners had, quote, practically abandoned hope by this day 100 years ago today. Others were holding out hope that the schooner had been blown off course but would return. I had to know how this story ended, so I searched a bit more and found a report that the Bertha V was found later that same day. The Kennebec Journal reported, quote, the two-masted schooner Bertha V of Machias, which left Portland for Stonington with coal, reached her destination today. Fears had been expressed for her safety. She had been anchored at Booth Bay Harbor for part of that time, end quote. Feels like there might be more to that story. If I find it, I'll let you know. Or if you know, let me know. That's it for today for Around Town. I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good day, and I'll see you tomorrow.